babies, parents, traders, farmers or fisher folk, people in other professions, homemakers or rulers, regardless their backgrounds and abilities or disabilities. They all matter. We must choose to end all forms of violence against women and girls, in whatever form it may take, in whatever rationale we can profess for it, whether human trafficking, domestic violence, accusations of witchcraft, and the resulting instant justice, child marriage, female genital mutilation, or sexual violence. All of these demand our sustained action. Beyond decrying these unhelpful practices, we must interrogate whether there's any reason to justify these, see them persist like incurable diseases in the space of women in their lives. We must try to tackle the problems at their roots, ignoring the needs of girls and women, obstructing their pathways to advancement, killing their dreams and clipping their wings. Remember Maya Angelou's novel, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. Enforcing women's acceptance of mediocrity, refusing even to encourage them, glamorizing systems that keep us at the bottom. All of these also constitute unacceptable forms of violence against women, and they require urgent action. Today, we stand in solidarity with women and girls. We must live in dignity. We must be intolerant of any form of violence against girls and women, whether in our homes, in our schools, places of work, places of worship, communities, and any place in our nation. It is time for women, it is time for men too, boys and girls, to choose to end such violations of fundamental human rights. Just the right to grow, the right to choose what helps, the right to contribute to your community, the right to contribute to your nation. It should not be seen as an aberration. We should encourage that. We should applaud and encourage those who step forward. If we strengthen our legal system, ease access to justice, and guarantee advancement of girls and women, above all, I suggest we sustain public dialogue on our achievements as well as on our challenges. If we stop denying, if we stop pretending that our problems don't exist and they surface only one day in the year, we will not be on our way to confronting persistent issues, going beyond debates, one-day celebrations, and rather launch into effective action. I advocate strong public education on this topic. We must take decisive action towards lasting and effective solutions that move our nations forward. We must isolate the reasons, for example, as the rep from UNICEF raised, about the high dropout rates among girls in our schools. If you look at the trajectory, at the foundation, we are all there. And as we move up, why do we not move up too? How come in the end, the image we leave is that of an isosceles triangle? You all remember our math classes. And what do we do with the few who rise to that top? It's very important. And it is interesting that the recommendations outlined in the final report of the Beijing platform some 30 years ago still remain. They are still valid. We haven't made as much progress as we ought to. There's work ahead, distinguished ladies, and I trust that we will all put our hands to the wheel and get the work done.